many communities have saved and then restored their old rail depots. That's the case for this small Pennsylvania town. However, the depot here has more history than most, for it has connections to a famous battle and a favorite president. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
150 years ago, the town of Gettysburg was still reeling from what we today consider the turning point of the Civil War.
People like to think of this town as a small town. It still is. But back then, we had things in town that really made it stand out in the region. We had the railroad come here. We had Pennsylvania College at the time. We had a huge carriage-making business. So all this made Gettysburg a little bit bigger than the towns that surrounded it.
Carl Whitehill shares the story from the original rail depot in Gettysburg.
We're here in the Gettysburg Railroad Station. It was built a few years prior to the battle in 1850s, and it really connected Gettysburg. It allowed it to not only bring people here and back, but it also allowed us commercially to connect with the rest of the world.
But the depot would add another distinction not long after the battle.
Of course, this building here is made famous because Lincoln came here in 1863 on his way to deliver the Gettysburg Address.
Before Lincoln ever arrived here, the depot was a part of the battle itself, serving in a similar role to many other structures in town.
This building was a Civil War hospital. There's stories of soldiers coming here, even soldiers climbing up to the bell tower of this building to see the fighting of Pickett's Charge on July 3rd.
The sights, sounds, and smells in this town were still troubling by the time Lincoln arrived over 4 months later. The scene he witnessed when he disembarked is our subject next time as we travel the countryside. In Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McRae.